Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Freedom with Frank and Pidgey.
Hey.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Pidge. Thank you so much.
Hi.
By the way, yeah, this show is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Brian Cruz.
Yes.
And
wonderful guy.
Yeah. Oh, God. I miss him. Every time I think of him, even when I don't think of him, I miss him.
Yeah.
Service Dog Month, I want to thank the Long Island Coalition and Danny over there for sending out the news release for next month, next week's event on the guide dogs and demonstrating how the, you know, the dog works and pointing out, trying to answer so many questions that people have. And we're hoping to get some support from our congressman.
Mm-hmm.
It's next Wednesday.
Yeah, 23rd. When is that? Where is it? What time?
That's going to be local here in Sayville, New York, in Gillette Park, right across from Main Street. It's one of the big parks. Gillette, it's called Gillette. You can put it on the Google. They have an address. So.
Okay.
I forget what the address is at the moment.
And what time is that again?
11 a.m. in the morning.
Well, let's pray for Sunday.
Wednesday. Wednesday the 23rd. 11 a.m.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, we
all come
invited
down
to...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
anybody's welcome.
Bring your camera.
Bring your camera.
Yes. Sounds like a great event.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
it. You know, there's a lot of people don't know about guide dogs and the process and how useful they are, and so it's a very personal choice, right? Which kind of guide dog you have, and so you had a. So tonight's show, can I tell? I'd like to tell what it is titled. My service dog is my life. Unfortunately, there was a problem with the putting the title up on the website today, but that's what it's about. And many people don't have enough control over their choice of their dogs, and there's a lot of control that the people that train them and give them to you have. And a lot of people that use a guide dog don't have a lot of choices. Am I right, Frank?
You're right. Years ago, when the Seeing Eye started, Helen Keller was one of the primary people who started the Seeing Eye. And she had a friend. His name was Morris Frank. And he was blind, and he trained the first guide dog. The first guide dog in this country was trained by a blind person. Now, that's good to keep in mind as we talk about Service Dog Month. So it started back in the 40s. It came over from Europe. I think the Germans were the first one to train guide dogs for the blind vets who lost their vision in the war. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it started out very simple, you know, to help a person to be independent and to be safe. Then it evolved into a big business. I mean, an agency can raise $50,000 to $100,000 to train one dog.
Yeah, all goes back to the almighty dollar.
Yeah.
Mhm. It's very easy for organizations to lose focus when they get too big and too powerful. I firmly believe that.
That's true. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it worse is that there's no regulation. There's no law to protect the money or the person or the dog that is trained by the school. In other words, let me give you an example. A blind person goes to a school. You live there. They raise the money. They use your application to raise the money. They get it donated. You go there, you train with the dog 3 weeks. But that doesn't mean that you're going to get the dog. They evaluate you. They judge you in many, many ways. And most people that apply are denied a guide dog. So now when that happens, what?
What would be the reason for denial?
There's any number of reasons. That technically, they don't have to give you a reason because when you apply, they tell you there's no guarantee that you're going to get a dog. You know? So it could be they don't like the way you handle the dog. They don't like the way you your attitude. You know, but remember, they're judging somebody who's blind or disabled who didn't train the dog. How can they blame you for different things that go wrong when you didn't train that dog?
Well, you know,
school trained the dog.
I'm sitting here thinking that if I need a wheelchair because I use one, I don't walk, and they judge me, and whether they give me the wheelchair or not is based on my behavior and performance.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening. And to make it worse, there's no regulations. The agencies are only licensed to raise money, the guide dog schools. They're not licensed to train dogs.
Wow.
No regulation.
So who actually does the hands-on with the dog?
They hire trainers.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay them a salary. They work with the school, you know. Now, if you and the trainer don't get along, you're in a difficult position.
You should get another
because remember,
trainer.
There's no regulation. There's no law.
Yeah, but see, I agree. You should be able to change a trainer.
Sure. Well, people should be protected. The agency raises, as I said, 50 to 100 grand. They keep that money no matter what, whether the person gets the dog or not. You know, and you one woman who called my show, she was denied, blind woman, totally blind. She was denied 15 years by two different schools. She went to two different schools over a period of 15 years. They trained her with the dog. And they denied her. She had a problem. She told me the story. I wasn't there, but she told me the story. She was at the school coming out of a door, and a couple of other dogs went to attack her dog. Now, these are dogs that were trained by the school.
Wow.
And for some reason, they blamed her, and they wouldn't let her go home with the dog. See? Now, as a trainer, number one, I would have said, let's rework this situation. Let's see how these dogs react and try to correct it. I don't know why they did not rework the situation. I don't know why. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you train your own dogs? Is that something you've done?
Yeah, I've been doing it for years. I had no choice. I needed the safety.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. See, they should use people like you in these places.
Well, yeah, we tried to get them to my local independent living center here. Set up a meeting with them. You know, wanted them to give classes, and I volunteered my time. They refused to do it. The local guide dog school here.
Really?
They refused to do it. They said, "Oh, we don't have to be licensed. We know what we're doing. You know, we don't want anybody." They had such a horrible attitude. We don't want anybody interfering and telling us what to do. Now, what kind of an attitude is that?
Do you know the liability that they could get sued? Really? They're crazy.
Yeah, but there's no law.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you gonna base it on?
No. What I'm saying is, they're cutting their own throats by not being regulated. That's a really bad situation.
Of course it is.
It's very archaic. They need to, like, be progressive with the times. What about the, what is that called? The, you know, like the Association for the Blind or whatever you call it. I'm sorry, it slips
my mind. Yeah, there's several of them. Lighthouse, the commission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't do anything about it.
They don't.
They send people to the school. The State Commission for the Blind now evaluates you. If you're going to go to a guide dog school, you have to be evaluated by them with cane travel. And they issue a report to the school. You know? But they don't do a thing if you deny the dog. Shouldn't they? I mean, they're involved now.
They should advocate for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should insist upon a law.
Hey, can I give the call-in number?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
All right. We want to hear your stories. They will be anonymous. You don't have to give your name, but this is a hot topic. 213-816-1650. Please call us.
Yes.
This is a very important topic that with enough people can be changed. We do have a caller with a question that's been on hold. Can I take the call?
Sure. We'll take the call. Inner Sight Live.
All right. Hold on. Inner Sight Live, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing, sweetheart?
Good. Are you listening to the show?
No, actually, I do have a question. Did you ever try to get a guide dog yourself? Not a guide dog.
Who,
a service dog.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I never did. But I heard that it's really tough too. I don't have a lot of mobility in my arms, so
yeah.
I never did. But have you?
Yeah. And I needed it for both guide and service dog work. I was outright denied from even applying. It's terrible.
Really? Really?
Yeah, because you have a mixed disability. Yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous, too. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was thinking... Oh, I'm sorry, continue.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking, because I have trouble holding things. I have tremor, and my hand automatically lets go of things. Well, I was thinking of placing, like, you know how they have those bicycle things on my wheelchair? Like, put it on the side of it and attach the dog. Yeah, to make sure that the dog doesn't get away, you know, in a sense. Yeah, I was afraid because I'd lose grip.
I used to have a dog, and I used to take my seatbelt and thread it through the leash. Just to really
that's a good idea.
Yeah. And I would walk him that way, so I didn't have to hold on.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, I had the dog the same way, but what I end up trying to do is I'd have to, instead of doing it that way, I attach it to the armrest, but a couple times the pet dog broke the armrest, the piece of the armrest, you know, the padding. That's the only thing.
Yeah, if you get the right dog, it's not, you don't have to worry about the dog running away or, you know, it's going to be attached to the person. It's going to be trained. You know, you got to get the right one. And dogs are very good with voice response.
Yeah, and pointing too, right, Frank?
Yeah, hand signal.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Because if you're in loud areas,
again, there's no law when somebody is denied. You know, the agency has to file with the state how much money they raise, but they don't have to say a thing and file anything about how many dogs they trained or how many they denied.
See, they should be accountable to somebody. I can't believe this, that this is
the
way it is.
They should be.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
You know, the politicians have left it up to the agency. See, that's the problem. They don't listen to us enough.
Right. I hear that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know if Able News is going to be there next week?
Oh, I don't know. We got to send them an email.
Press release. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to send them an email or give them a call.
So, 213-816-1650. Give us a call.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can you put into words... years ago when I was up at Guiding Eyes, you know, I had two dogs from the system. One of them almost made the Guinness Book of Records. I have an excellent record with guide dogs, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, and when I was up at Guiding Eyes years ago, there was this one girl, this one blind girl, very sweet girl, you know. And she trained with the dog, and she had problems correcting the dog and handling it. You know, she was a very fragile girl. You know, they yelled at her and harassed her and and they finally sent her home without the dog. The poor girl burst into tears. You know.
Oh, that's
she was so devastated. You know.
That's ridiculous.
And it was
they
years later.
Taken...
Go ahead.
They should have taken her aside and actually retrained her more on a personal basis. I mean, that's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Well,
that's how they think. They think they know it all.
Even when you train a dog that's a pet, they train the owner too. So the person that is using the guide dog needs training and gentle guidance. Also.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I totally agree.
I remember another girl I went to school with, a blind girl. She was blind and she was developmental disabled. And they wouldn't give her a dog because she had a lot of trouble getting the harness on. You know? I taught her in 5 minutes how to put the harness on.
Right. I remember that.
I mean, when I worked with Dave Burke, who was one of the greatest guide dog trainers in the world, I'll never forget what he said. He said, you know how I learned how to train guide dogs? He said, from listening to blind people, the best way to learn. And I'll never forget that. And he's so right. How better to learn? Yeah.
Yeah, you learn from the people that actually use them.
Mm.
You know? Well.
Yeah. I got to do a couple of commercials.
Yes. Do you have any other questions?
Oh, no. I'm good. I could listen to the rest of the show, hon. You want me to put myself on mute or you want to put it? It's okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah,
thanks for
calling. I knew I had an
interesting call.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to thank the Big East, the Akita Rescue, for donating. Now, this is Guide Dog Month. Donating my guide dog, donating the dog, for evaluating it and donating it and picking out and getting me the right dog, you see. The Akita was the beloved breed of Helen Keller, and I think, I really believe that the guide dog schools in this country and any country have done Helen a great disservice and a great insult that they haven't trained one Akita guide dog. And they say an Akita can't be a guide dog. Well, they're damn ass wrong. And I'm going to prove that next Wednesday.
Yeah, you should do a demonstration.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
We're going to have.
Yeah, Helen Keller had an Akita.
Yeah, she had two of them.
Wow.
She got them from the Emperor of Japan. She was honored by the Emperor of Japan.
Wow.
You know? And how dare these people say an Akita can't be a guide dog?
Yeah, right.
You know, it shows you that people who think they know so much don't know a damn thing. Anyway, Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond is the Akita lady. And I could never, never, ever thank her enough. She's stuck with me and within her sight for the last 30 years. All right. All the beautiful children of the world, we remember some of them who passed away. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, the baby royalty. Ollie Campbell, who we had on, little kid we had on the show, who was blind and disabled and who communicated with his dad through touch. What an amazing kid. You know. So we honor, go an extra mile for a child. That's our saying. Protect all the children. Suffolk Bus Corp, one of our good friends, they donated the money when my last guide dog died. They donated the money to help me get through to train the new one. I'll never forget them. You know, these are people who they were outraged because they tried to get me a dog from the school out here. You know, they raised money for them. And when the school refused me, they just turned around and said, look, we'll help them ourselves. And they did.
That's great. That's
so
great.
Beautiful people over there. My good friend John Corrado, the president, and all the other execs who love my dog and who believe in it. I'm going to invite them for next Wednesday, too. Get all the bus drivers over there to protest.
Yeah. Tell them the date for people who are just tuning in.
23rd of September. Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, I wish. You know what I wish? I wish you could be there. I would love that. I know you. You're up there in Boston.
Maybe.
23rd.
Maybe we'll have one up here. Maybe you can do it up here, and maybe it'll be something like a thing, you know?
I'd do it.
We have blind people in Massachusetts.
Sure you do. I would do it. I'd love to do it all over the country.
That's a really good idea.
You know?
Very good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why not? It would help to promote your album, too.
Oh, yeah.
What a way to promote your album.
Well, thanks for the plug, yeah. Frank.
Oh, hey. Anytime. So 23rd September, Wednesday, 11 o'clock in the morning, Gillette Park here in Sayville.
What is it going to be?
We're sending out a news
release.
What
are you doing exactly for that thing?
I'm going to show the world how my dog works obstacles, overhead obstacles, what they call close clearance.
Oh, wow.
Traffic.
That's great.
You know,
direction,
left, right, forward, straight. She knows all those commands and a lot more.
Really?
You know,
That's great.
I'll show her
yeah.
obedience. Command down, sit down, come about. I taught her about. She knows how to do about face.
That's great. Well, you know, I know you're really an amazing trainer.
Amazing dog.
One of your dogs. All of them are great. You know. You ought to have.
Yeah, you met one
somebody,
of them.
Shiva.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're going to have somebody video this and put it on.
Well, I hope they're going to come.
Yeah.
I hope they're going to video. We're inviting, we're sending out a news release. We're going to try to get it up on the Associated Press or one of these television stations. Or the
News 12, Long Island.
Come and do this. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Even
yeah.
News 12. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Should be a good event. It's a great event. I wish I could be
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it is. And the congressman, I learned today, is contemplating a statement for the media. He's going to be in Washington, my congressman, but he's going to try to get a rep over there and hopefully a statement that the Americans
mm-hmm.
with Disability Act should protect people who are denied service
yes.
dogs.
That should be part of that,
yeah.
yes. Absolutely. Wow.
I mean, how could you leave people out?
Absolutely. We have a caller, okay?
Yeah. Just let me mention one more thing. If you go to our website, innersight.info, We have a whole thing up there, and we're going to revise it. A whole thing up there, how to train your guide dog on your own.
Wow.
All right.
That's great.
So take
take
a look at that.
We're going to take a call.
All right.
All right, let me sit down. Hi, you're on the air. In your sight. Hello?
Maybe
Hello?
It's a listener.
Well, they call
could be
in.
Could be a listener.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Okay.
Yes. Guide Dog Month.
Don't forget Able News.
What?
Don't forget Able News.
Oh,
the
Able
newspaper.
News, yeah. Oh, how about...
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Tell everybody about the Able News. Go ahead.
Able News is positively for and about the disabled. It's a great paper. You can even read it online. I believe it's ablenews.com. Let me just check. ablenews.com. And you can subscribe and read it right online. I just did that a while ago. It's very good. A lot of information. And Angela Melody was an amazing editor. It's an award-winning newspaper. It was one of the first newspapers positively for, by, and about the disabled.
Right.
Great. Yep.
All right. We have a couple of petitions. One on the guide dog schools and another one on the nursing home. If you go to change.org, you can read them.
Mm-hmm.
We have almost 80,000 names on the service dog one. So we're hoping to reach 1 million names.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a miracle.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, by the way, if anybody needs dog food or cat food, there's a good number we can give you, 631-484-3085. My buddy Gary, who has an organization called Nobody Starved on Long Island. And you call that number, and he has free dog food and cat food to help you. All right, and even sometimes he has free veterinarian care too. So check with Gary. 631-484-3085. And we thank him. Pack the pitch.
Yes, we do. So can you give us a little synopsis, about the process of getting a service dog and training it, and is that possible?
You mean the way the school does it?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Why
don't you tell people the way you would do it? Because you're the one that they should hire.
The way I would do it, or the way they could learn to do it. You know, not everybody can learn to train a dog, but a lot of people can. The way I would do it is I would evaluate the dog, put the dog through some testing, noise, traffic, see how it reacts with traffic, loud noises, the dog's attention span, the dog's concentration. Ability, you know. Guide dogs have to concentrate, you know.
Yeah.
And you check that, and it doesn't matter what the breed is. See, the schools would lead you to believe that only certain breeds can. That's not true. It does not matter what the breed is, as long as the dog is willing to learn. So it could be any breed.
If somebody is allergic prefer, they do have dogs that are hypoallergenic. Do they? Do you know about that at all?
Oh yeah, they have
like a golden doodle.
Yeah.
I didn't know, that's great.
Short hair
dog. Yeah, I thought that it had to be a certain breed, but it doesn't.
No.
That's good. That's great.
The agencies are locked into certain breeds because they breed the dogs, and it's another excuse to raise money.
Yeah, to make
I hate
money,
to say it, but it's
money
true.
Yeah, like
there's
I
the
said,
money again.
The almighty
so
dollar.
You evaluate the dog, and the first thing you want to do is the obedience. Because
right.
Once the dog knows obedience, you know, that's half the battle. It's going to listen to you. You know?
Yeah.
Basic obedience.
And those people that were mean to that young lady, instead of doing that, they could have helped train her to be assertive with the
right.
dog, you know? Because
right.
I know myself, I love dogs, and I'm like, oh, you're so cute, you know? But you have to be the boss. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You have to, like,
yeah.
train the person to be that way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Dogs
yeah.
want to be told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look for that. They look for that, you know. And, they should have retrained her and possibly retrained the dog. You know?
Right.
Maybe more with a voice type of thing for her, see?
They give up too easily.
That's what they should have done, I you know,
yeah.
as far as I could determine.
Is there a waiting list?
Oh, yeah, there's a big waiting list. You're on the waiting list, could be a year or more. Now, that's the other thing. When you're on a waiting list, you don't even know if they're training a dog for you. You don't have the right
no.
to call the school and say, hey, how's my dog doing? Is there any progress? Can I take a walk with the trainer? Can I see how he does it? Can I learn how to do it? You don't have no damn rights, man.
So they won't talk to you?
No.
Wow.
No.
That's not
and
right.
if you insist, you know, they'll put you on their bad list, and there's a good chance you won't get the dog.
That's
you know?
Terrible. Mm-hmm.
I had a woman on my show one time from Babylon on the television show. They were going to give her a dog. Then they brought two dogs, two, three dogs to her house.
Mm-hmm.
They said, here, these are the dogs we think are good for. Take your pick, you know. All right. Next day, she gets a phone call. Oh, we're sorry, we don't have a dog.
For you.
You believe this? So I got her on the show, and I got her in the local newspaper. They did a story on her, you know. Well, do you know that story spread, and the big school in New Jersey heard about it, and they called her. And they gave her a dog. She was lucky. She was lucky.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Because of inner sight.
I mean, you...
And
you
she doesn't like me, Pidge.
Oh.
She don't like me, this woman. Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt
That's
you.
All right.
She don't like
no,
me.
Fine. Hey, we're Italian. We interrupt each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Part of being a giant.
What's the matter for you?
What's the matter for you, hey? So, so it's 2:13.
To this day, she doesn't like me. She thinks inside is a phony,
it.
But she was on the show, and I got her in the paper, and she got the dog.
So she got the dog. Oh, my God.
See, I don't take this stuff personally, because I'm not here for that. I'm here to help people, you know.
I mean, you go everywhere because you have a dog. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, take the train and, I mean, I think it's, everybody should have one. You know, it's not.
Well, nah, I don't agree with that. Not everyone should have
one. Oh, okay. Well, good. Then
you
got to
be able to, it's got to be a teamwork. You know?
I see.
But
okay.
here's what I do believe. Everyone should have the right, excuse me, everyone should have the right to a fair hearing if they're denied one.
Well, yeah.
That's what everybody should have.
There's none of that, no.
You know, and that's where the ADA should come in.
Yeah. Wow. It's very interesting.
So that waiting list is a big joke. You don't need a waiting list. See, they won't go with a disabled person to the local shelter and evaluate a dog and try to find the right one. They won't do that. Then you wouldn't need a waiting list.
Wow.
But they don't do that.
And, you know, when there's a disaster, like the hurricane in New Orleans, there's all these dogs that they sent to Massachusetts that need homes.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on.
Sure,
yeah.
A lot of those dogs could serve the disabled.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
It's a legitimate cause. Yeah.
Something that a lot of other people don't know is when the dog is working, you don't pet the dog, you don't talk
right.
to the dog, unless his harness
right.
is off, correct?
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to interfere with the concentration and the work, you know.
Right, right.
And you know what? That should be part of the law, too. You know?
Yeah.
Because I've had people grab my harness and my dog. I had one woman a few years ago on the train, one maniac woman who said, you're not supposed to have that dog out here. I'm with the blind agency. I got to take your dog.
Well, that's
stupid woman. And my dog, she grabbed
yeah.
the collar, and my dog growled at her. And then we ran into a couple of cops, and I told them. And the cops said, oh, you touch that dog one more time, and you're going to jail.
That's right.
But she was whacked, this woman. You know?
Yeah.
So...
Mm. Well,
it's interfering with somebody's eyes, somebody's safety, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
Inner Sight, let me remind everyone, television. We're on rerun. We haven't quit the show. But they won't open the studio there. They're so afraid of the virus. See, I won't be intimidated by a virus. Not me.
Well, I'm being careful. Very careful.
Oh, it's one thing to be careful. I'm careful, too. You know, I wear the mask when I go on the public transportation. But I won't be intimidated. So, television, the show is on. Tonight it was on 7:30 out here on Long Island. Channel 20, all over the island. And Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, is the channel. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. You can watch it on the internet. Wednesday night at 11 o'clock. So check out the show. And as soon as they open up the studio, we'll be back in there with new programs. And we got to get Pidge back on the show.
Yes.
I was I was thinking about Mike today.
Yeah.
Your friend Mike.
I told him. Mike Mignogna. I have to tell him to call in. Shouldn't have him on.
Yeah, yeah.
With his,
remember what I used
drumming?
To call him? He used to laugh.
Mike Medulla.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wonder if he remembers that.
Oh, we still talk about it. Mike.
It was
Mike
so
is
funny.
Amazing.
I said, that'd be a good
yep.
stage name for you, Mike Medulla.
Yeah, Mike Medulla.
Then they'll think you have a lot of brains. See, Mike?
So tomorrow night, you have your Intersight Follies, right?
Oh, yeah, tomorrow night. We're doing a skit tomorrow night. We're going to change it around a little bit on the Honeymooners. Remember the one where Ralph thought he had a disease and it was a dog?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do it
yes.
tomorrow night with Ralph won't take the vaccine and they're going to fire him from the bus stop. So we're going to switch it around and Norton's going to be the doctor. That's going to fight for him to keep it, you know. He don't have to take the vaccine. Don't touch
me.
Well,
you know what?
I'm vaccinated.
Tomorrow's my birthday. So if I call the show, will Ralph and Norton wish me a happy birthday?
Of course. I wish I could be there tomorrow. We could go out or something.
Yeah, but you have to tell Ralph and Norton that they have to wish me a happy birthday tomorrow. Oh,
cool.
The show.
Yeah. Definitely.
So we have some time left. Don't be afraid. Give us a call, 213-816-1650. This is a big topic, and I know there are people out there that use a guide dog, service dog. Don't be afraid to call. It is totally anonymous. So we are here for you.
Yeah. People tell me privately, you know, who are involved with the school, who get dogs, you know. They tell me privately. They say, you know, we can't say anything about this. But you're right. There should be a law. We should have rights with these dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, everything else. Gives you have some rights.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? As bad as it is, you still have some rights.
Yeah.
Why not with the service dogs? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, next Wednesday, 11 o'clock, Gillette Park, local here in Sayville, New York. We're going to demonstrate what the guide dog means to a blind person. We're inviting the media. We're hoping to get a statement from Congressman Andrew Guarino, who we met with 3 weeks ago, and he agreed. He agreed that the Americans with Disability Act should be amended. Well, let's hope he's going to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Andrew Guarino, 2nd District.
I thought you said Barbarino. First, I thought you said Barbarino. I'm like, what?
No, Guarino. No, he wasn't on that show. I know what you're thinking of.
Yeah, what? Where?
You're thinking of Vinnie Barbarino.
Vinnie Barbarino. He's a politician now?
Yeah, right.
Well.
That's a good one, yeah. He graduated from Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter. Oh, I see him.
Anyway.
Yeah, I see him. Good. Congressman Andrew Guarino. Yep,
yeah.
I see him. Very cool.
Yeah. contacted his office today again, and you know, they promised me they're going to let me know. He's going to be in Washington that day, but they're going to try to send a rep and with a statement for the media.
You know, people just need to be educated about this. Because, you know, it's like being in a wheelchair. People have no idea unless it happens to them. So if someone is can see perfectly, and, you know, people are living longer and people go blind at older ages and, you know, things. I know a woman who is like my aunt, and she went totally blind. So this is an issue that needs to be addressed more.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, I had another woman on the show was a member of the Lions Club, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't replace her old guide dog. You know, the Lions, they saw her healing the dog, you know? And they spoke against her, and they wouldn't, and they accused her of not taking the dog to the vet, and she had all the bills.
Right.
You see why there should be a law?
Well, you know, there should be a law for that, because, like, my wheelchair, which is covered by Medicare and Medicaid, if it breaks down, they fix it. A service dog and a guide dog, you know, is an assistive. Yes, it's an animal, but it's still an assistive device, so that should be covered.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
There's a, also, if you get your dog without the schools, you can't go to the animal hospital and get the free medical. They block you from it. They don't approve of you unless you get your dog from one of the schools.
Oh, yeah.
That they approve of. So
that's crazy.
That should be part of the law, too. Because they used the blind person to raise the money.
Yeah. Hmm.
You know,
you should
they get
open
the money
up,
because of
should,
us.
You should open up your own school.
I did. I have one. I have a charter.
Oh. So you
our site is registered with the Attorney General. We started out as a guide dog school in the 80s. And then we switched over to being an advocate for all disabled people. So we do both. You know, we don't have the money to really service people the way we'd like to, but
that's great.
The state doesn't put any money up to get a blind person a dog.
Right.
Federal
right.
government doesn't either.
Jeez. Wow. We have a few minutes. 213-816-1650. We want to hear from you.
Yeah. Anybody out there who has had trouble getting a guide dog, or if you're applying for one, you know. By the way, we will do whatever we can to help anyone who's denied a guide dog. We'll advocate for you. We're not afraid.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Let us know.
Yeah.
You can also call the InterSight number off the air, 631-224-3090 is the InterSight number. Leave a message.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many stories that I have accumulated over the years, you know, being on the show and all that. There's a story of one woman in Harlem blind woman that I know for many, many years. And she recently had a dog. She had a problem with the dog. And
mm-hmm.
the school came out and took a look at it and said, oh, we got to retrain the dog. Now, this woman is not only blind, she suffers from depression. And sometimes she goes off and she'll tell strange stories, you know. But she's not violent or anything. They took her dog, Pidge, and they never gave it back.
Really?
Yeah. Who's she going to call? How are we going to, I mean, you know, there's no law. What are you going to do?
Right. Yep.
You know? What are you going to do?
Well, hopefully we open some eyes with this show tonight. And Wednesday, people will see what you do.
Yeah.
You know? And it, yeah. Wow.
And maybe the congressman will do something about it.
We hope so.
We urge him to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But people should call him, too.
Yes.
And say, I am definitely for this bill. This new, you know, to make a law. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There should be license. There should be regulations. Dealing
right,
with people's lives.
Definitely.
I want to thank Pidge, as usual.
We have 3 minutes. We got some time. 3 minutes. You know, 3 minutes in radio. That's a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. But.
Yeah, so.
Frank is a great advocate. You're a great advocate. Frank does not.
Well,
take
I try.
No for
I
an
wish
answer.
I had the money.
Yeah, but you got the mouth and the intelligence and the you know, you got it, baby. You you know what to do.
Well, I learned from you.
me.
How do you think I learned?
That's weird because I was busy learning from you.
We learned from each other.
Yeah,
well, I've had a lot of experience and probably have a lot more before it's all over. You know?
Even if somebody has a cell phone Wednesday, they can make really good videos with cell phones.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then you should put it, you could put it up on YouTube, on the inner site.
Yeah.
Facebook page. Yeah. Remember that introduction?
Yeah, I'm going to invite my camera guy on the show.
Well, good. Good, good.
We can come over, you know.
Good.
We
mm-hmm.
just got a 90-second warning.
Well, good morning, Mr. Phelps. This table self-destruct. Ha! This show will self-destroy in 90 seconds now.
Yeah.
We have fun. I'm hoping that our listening audience is having fun hearing us be silly back and forth, too. I mean, if you can't laugh, you might as well hang it up, right? When you laugh, endorphins. Laughter gives you endorphins, and then you have energy to fight the good fight, right?
Yeah.
Because it is all
well, don't forget,
advocacy.
Tomorrow night we got a lot of laughs. I'll tell you about the kid in school. My buddy Jimmy Dinigan in school who went around one day collecting money so he can get pale ginger ale.
That's
tomorrow
cute.
Night on
very
Inner
cute.
Sight.
Well, Frank,
all right.
Thank you for this. Thank you
thank
for this
Pidgey,
opportunity.
Thank the audience.
Thank you for listening. I will see you next Thursday. Frank will see you tomorrow. You want to sign off?
All right. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye. Don't take it
in sight
from anybody.
Forever. Thank you, Pidge. Love you.
Thank you, Frank. Bye-bye. Love you.